Hello, everyone. This is Balls Out, No Flops. We are under new management. It's going to be a great show. We're going to be talking some footy, talking nonsense, and all that sorts of stuff. So hit it!
It's not as easy as it looks, is it? So we welcome back the prince of bullshit himself, Ray Carney, back from the fucking promised land.
Well, it wasn't really back because you guys fucking were on, off, half-assed job while I was away. I was expecting week to week in the grind, but...
Watermelon's our code word to fucking start punching the shit out of you.
Is this a thing? Because I heard this yesterday as well. Is that like a...
Really? I didn't know.
It is. Is it? To replace swear words or something, is it?
Watermelon?
No. Yeah. No?
One of us says watermelon and we beat the shit out of you. It's cattle dog.
Yeah. It's a new cattle dog.
Fucking... Why watermelon? It's fucking...
Great word.
I thought about your head.
Good syllables.
Yeah, no, it's good to be back. I was watching the footy... over there, and it was great because the games were on at like fucking 9 a.m. in the morning. Oh, right. You get up, you have a coffee, you have some breakfast, and then sit down and watch some footy.
That's when all Raiders games should be on, 9 a.m. because they're fucking boring.
Well, we'll get to that, mate.
Chips are making me thirsty.
How was the motherland?
It was good. I landed and I was...
That's always good.
I was sick straight away, so I was meeting all my wife's family, and basically I rock up, I'm fucking pale as, I'm shivering. The dad's like, you know, he's gets the blood pressure equipment out, he's checking my blood pressure. My blood pressure's through the roof.
As soon as you walk in the door.
Yeah, first time ever.
Lovely.
And then I'm sitting there with these machines strapped to me, I got beeping going on behind me, and then one by one, my wife's family just coming in and meeting me for the first time, thinking I'm about to die. And then basically taking me to emergency hospital, and I didn't want to go.
No.
I was sitting there, I was like, it was a fever. Just let me sleep it off. They're like, no, you got
to
go.
Turkish emergency hospital's like going to a fucking servo here.
Well, it is. The main guy at the front desk had a pack of Winfield Reds in his top pocket, and he was just waving people in.
Bloody lovely.
And then they get me in, they lie me down on some sort of... I wouldn't even call it a bed. It was just something. And then next to me, there's another guy in complete agony. They didn't even bother to close the curtains. So I'm sitting there and the lady's like, all right, pull your pants down. I'm like, why? She's like, you're having a needle.
Because you're at the brothel.
And I had a needle in the ass. I didn't know what it was. Had no idea. Have you had a needle in the ass before? It fucking hurts.
Heaps.
Couple of
Have
things.
You?
Yeah.
It's fucking always in the arm here. It's never in the ass.
No. My doctor wants to see my ass.
You reckon that was a needle?
It was a blunt instrument.
Anyway.
At least you know what a Turkish word for junkie is now, because that's what all your wife's family would have been calling you.
Oh, that junkie. Australian junkie.
Yeah, and then we had some beers and tea with the owner of the hospital after that. Well, and a couple
that's
of cigarettes.
One of the better experiences an Australian has had landing in
Turkey. That's true.
Well, that's in the top five positive experiences, really.
It was, yeah, it's...
I mean, did you think about the Anzacs? What's a blunt instrument in the arse compared to what the Anzacs put up with, right?
It's true.
So harden the
it's
fuck
true.
Up.
It's true.
The Anzacs, mate, they were sold out by the Brits.
I like
the
chips. They were.
You do. You haven't stopped fucking eating them and complaining about them.
That's why I like them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's good to have
I
you
had
back,
a
mate.
Love hate relationship with rugby league. I was out. I was back in. I was out. The Raiders lost to the Dragons a few weeks ago. That ruined my whole day. We had a whole day planned going to the beach and everything, and I was fucking depressed. I went to the beach.
Of course you went to the beach. Had to swim with all those Turkish and Greek girls in their G-strings.
But, it's good to be back. And, five more rounds of footy left? Wow. See how we go.
Yeah, well.
How's Turkish Rugby League going?
It's going all right. I sent you guys a few photos of the team, and they were decked out and full of moustaches, and that's a prerequisite. You've got to have like a Borat. Nice moustache, yeah.
Borat in every position.
I'm spilling we're not in the World Cup, but anyway.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but...
We knocked you out, right? We knocked everyone out.
You guys did,
Lever, knocked out all the other sand niggers, as it were, to use the vernacular... Which, yeah, cancel me. All right, I'll cancel myself. So forget your angry emails.
But, yeah, anyway, it was an interesting round of footy.
Well, welcome back, mate. And welcome to you, Morten Paragon.
Thank you, sir.
You must be fucking, you know, the Sharks are up.
Second
fucking
team.
Eddinghausen bastard. Look at you.
Fucking, Eddinghausen.
He looks like Eddinghausen,
I was
mate.
On the goal, man.
He looks like Gavin Miller.
Make me horny. Gavin Miller.
Remember Gavin Miller? His nose started under his ear.
Might have been worse than Fergo's nose. Fergo's playing for Lee Centurions.
Really?
Yeah. That's who are about to get promoted, right? But and he's become a cult figure over there.
Of course he has.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to re-sign him. Always land. He's like a fucking cat, Fergo. He just lands on his feet. You got Dukes getting DUIs. And you got Fergo playing for Lee Centurions.
It's insane, isn't it? He must be quite the character.
He would. He is.
He must be a raconteur, you know?
Yeah. He's like two Josh Addo cars.
Oh, he is, isn't he? He really is. Double.
That doesn't fucking bear thinking about.
He still hasn't fixed his nose either. Maybe that's what it is. That's a good icebreaker.
What's worse,
your fucking nose.
His nose or Cameron McGuinness's teeth?
I was just thinking face. That. If you put... He's the 18th century gravedigger. Versus the fucking 1930s boxer.
There's no putting that together. You put those two. You put that nose on his face.
Yeah,
that's the elephant man.
Right. Yeah.
It's fucking disgraceful.
It's full on. You're playing potato head there.
Mm. As you know, Mr. Floyd, I've been watching a lot of gangster movies.
Yep.
Pacino movies, Pacino. Godfather, etc., etc. And I've been putting a bit of Sopranos in the middle of it. So I'm just threatening.
So like exclamation points.
Mate, I've noticed when you walked in, you had a little bit of a limp. You're fucking like a wise guy who's just fucking cracking jokes. So Jesus.
He hopes you have a masculine child.
A masculine child. When I shoot you, we're going to leave the gun but take the cannoli. So I'm putting together at the moment, I'm in the midst of putting together a gangster 17 NRL
positions, the works,
but I'm lost in this project at the moment.
Well, you obviously need help.
It's become a bit of a passion project.
Yeah. You're like the FBI, mate. Putting them all faces like all up on the wall.
Where's 17 or 13?
I'm going 17.
Oh, you got to go 17. Yeah. And like
Paulie Walnuts has caused me a lot of problems.
He died recently. He's great. And you know what? With all these injuries, it's like fucking watching Sopranos and like a main character dying in rugby league. Like Papenhuyzen gone for
dead.
The season.
Dead.
And dead.
He's fucking dead.
It's like a character dead. Yeah. It's like I would have liked to have seen him play a bit more.
Jackson Hastings dead.
Hastings, bang, whacked. Not dead.
Cleary in fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Dead.
He's got, you know, support. He's going to come back and fucking be the hero. Oh, yeah.
That's just a roid. Dead. I bet you it was just a... we'll get to that. Have we got balls out and flops?
Sure.
Yes. Just so I can have the gangster music again.
You think you're better than me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen. And you listen good. Because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out of flat. What's it gonna be?
Snare drumming there.
Rocking out with your cocking out.
Healthy snare.
That's the only healthy thing in me. Go.
But a fucking flop.
Oh, all right. Good.
Fuck.
Venom.
Thank God we're not on a boat. He would have fucking pushed us off it.
Dominic, you Thunderbird prick. Perite.
Oh, good.
Yes. Now, fuck yes.
Whether you agree that public money should be spent on stadiums is one thing, but listen, you big-eared fucking...
Oh, he's such a
pigeon-chested prick. You said you were going to give money to these stadiums.
Yeah.
No one forced you to say you're going to give money. You said you're going to give $100 million to Cronulla, $100 million to Brookvale, and that was just to clean up the fucking dog turds at Brookvale, Leichhardt, and now you're pulling out.
Is he pulling out? I haven't heard
He's pulling out, and Volandis is like, I'll have the grand final interstate.
Do it. I'm sorry, but Queensland fucking deserve it. They love their rugby league.
Yeah.
And if that dickhead...
Queensland, PNG.
PNG.
Play it in PNG.
Fuck yeah.
Mate, that would...
I knew you'd like that.
But how bad is it, man? Fuck. Seriously, what a lying piece of shit. Like, they're all politicians.
Wires everywhere.
We're not talking wires. We're talking money. Mm.
So I hope he follows through with it. Unfortunately, it's going to be a bit of heartache for Sydney, but that's going to get him booted out. Like,
he's
can you imagine all the rugby league?
Nerdy Catholic boy. He's never worn a condom. He's had seven roots because you can count it by the fucking amount of kids he's got.
Now listen to Volandis. You talk about gangster movies. Here we go. You ready?
Oh, he is.
He's gangster.
He's
We had a deal. Always a good start. Full stop. Yeah. We had a deal. And you pause. It's a direct quote. The deal was you would spend $800 million on stadiums and we wanted to spend on suburban stadiums. Good. Stating the case. Mm. The government is just too slow to move. We want ink on paper. We want it on writing. And until we get that, the grand final is up for grabs.
Oh,
Don, Don Volandis, man. He's stroking the cat, this cunt.
That's great. Mm. That is awesome.
Mm.
Good luck.
PNG has entered the chat.
So he's...
Port Morgan grand final.
Can you imagine that? We'll be able to see that from space.
When's the vote? To boot him out.
March.
It's next year, isn't it? So that's, man, I'll tell you, all the rugby league fans.
Rugby
fans will be voting, no doubt. And they would, all the Sydney fans anyway, would want to keep the rugby league here, the grand final, and see you later.
Yeah.
Perite.
Arsehole.
Well, silent T at the end. That's Perited.
Yeah.
Perititz. That's what he is, a fucking pair of tits. And I challenge him to a fight.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I'll punch your fucking tits off him.
I'll ref it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Do you have a balls out?
Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh.
I'm in love.
I heard this all yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
I'm in love.
He's in love.
With Matthew Burton.
Matthew Burton.
Matt Burton. He's the greatest rugby league player in the history of rugby league.
You don't have to fall in love with him. You can respect him as a rugby league player, but...
You don't love him. There's been no Souths player. You didn't love Greg Inglis?
I adored Greg Inglis. I love Sam Burgess.
There you go.
Still love him.
You didn't love...
Like, Little Spoon.
Barnhill?
Barnhill, fuck.
Is that real Barnhill? That's the last of the horseshoes. Who
Gary
was the last
Coyne,
horse?
You didn't love Gary Coyne.
Yeah, all right, go on.
Chris Sullivan.
No, Bugarelli. That's not Bugarelli? You don't joke about that stuff. Bugarelli. There's no joking about Bugarelli. Anyhow.
What a player.
Yeah, he's great.
This guy.
He's good.
I didn't know he was blonde.
Of course, he's got the headgear.
The headgear.
On,
I just thought that was part of his fucking head.
No, he should always be. He should wear it all the time.
So he's had a blinder on the weekend, obviously.
Nah, not just.
He's had a blonder.
He's just good. He's just good. He's a good footballer. Good. Great footballer.
Are you going to keep him? Like, there
he's
was talk of
mate.
Him.
He's an all rounder.
We're going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Beautiful.
He looks happy, if nothing else. He looks happy. I've got to say.
He looks
It'll
happy.
Be, it's Trent Barrett's head in his bed.
No problem.
Well, you guys are winning. You guys are winning, that's why.
Yeah, and we're beating powerhouses like the Titans and the Knights.
Yeah, but can still you let's not forget the draw you had at the start of the year. It was fucking atrocious. You had like the first 10 rounds.
Are we doing the games then? Let's just like
nah. Anyway, that's it. I'm in love. I'm allowed to be in love. Perrottet, hate. Burton, love.
Good.
Good for you.
You need to understand we haven't had a good player in a decade.
I'd fucking understand, mate.
Even if he leaves at the end of this year, he's still the best Bulldogs player in the last decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the modern era.
I'm taking what I can get, which has been a rule my whole life.
Yeah, and it served you well.
It's almost the Warren Beatty rule. I want to get into that.
Warren Beatty. You never know.
I got obviously flops, but I always come with solutions, you know. I don't just come in flopping around and all that. I always come with solutions.
You're like Confucius.
You know what? It'd be good if you just fucking turned up once in a while. Yeah. Always come. This guy.
Confucius say, man who go to bed with stiff problem, wake up with solution in hand. That's who you are.
This guy, he's always.
NRL quality halfbacks, non-existent. We're struggling with them at the moment. Why?
Kyle Flanagan, one.
Jesus.
Lachlan Ilias, two.
Nah, we are struggling. What's with the kids? There should be a shitload of them around. You can't kick the ball in the corner. You can't fucking throw a cutout pass.
There should be an academy.
Well,
I know why there's none.
Not only should there be an academy, it should be the halfback breeding institution. Now, hear me out.
I think we're going into eugenics here.
We're getting sperm out of Tommy Radonikis.
You take all the greatest halfbacks in the game.
All their semen?
And you match them with some great female athletes. So listen to these matches and you tell me they're not going to give birth to an amazing halfback.
I don't know why, but eugenics makes me a little bit aroused.
Was it?
Yeah.
Alfie?
Any way you can get it, I guess. Alfie.
Alfie?
Yeah, it's gone down now.
Like, Alfie.
Is he doing the dude or are we taking it out of him?
He's doing, well, that's up to the female. It's up
with
to the female.
His current physical state, I don't know how close he can get to a woman.
I can't find the fucking all.
Oh, hear me out. Alfie and
Ref,
Ash Barty.
Ref, I can't find the fucking all.
Alfie and Ash Barty.
Ash Barty.
Jeez, what are you fucking,
hey?
What are you breeding
for? How athletic is Ash Barty?
That's the start of a midget colony.
That's fucking Lord of the Rings shit.
Mate, what a halfback, though.
That kid's going to be fucking dwarf throwing around pubs.
Terrible start.
Terrible. What do you mean, mate? Alfie is a fucking halfback, one of the best halfbacks ever. Ash Barty is an Australian Open winner. You're telling me the genes aren't going to be the best ever?
The genes are going to be children's size.
Let's see what else you got.
Terry Lamb.
Good. Good.
Serena Williams.
Oh, fuck it.
Whoa. Up. Yes.
Yeah. And I'd like to watch pay-per-view to watch that fucking consummation.
Excellent. Backhand and back up.
Yeah.
Mate.
Chuck it on before a UFC fight.
That kid.
We're going to have to put a life buoy on him before he gets...
Yeah. Dangerous territory.
That's what I'm saying.
Sterlo and China. The WWF wrestler.
I can't watch that too. I've watched worse porn than that.
Mate, you'll be watching the half. When the kid grows up, that kid is going to be a fucking player.
Still, I'll be dead.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that.
You can still, you know, you can extract semen from a cadaver.
Yes.
There you go.
You just got to suck a bit harder.
And
but it's true, you can. Just let me finish this point before anyone thinks I'm sucking off fucking dead guys. That men that have been in accidents, like young couples, the wife has had semen extracted from the cadaver so they could have children. And we've all feel very
good. What we should be doing with our great halfbacks.
This is very solid.
Completely
very
separate to Floyd's activities.
Yeah. It's for fun.
And Joey gangbang with the Chinese swim team. You're telling me we're not getting good halfbacks out of that?
Get at least one.
Gangbang with the Chinese swim team.
We're not getting good halfbacks from that.
If that came up on my Pornhub feed, I'd click.
Yeah.
Both Joe,
if I came up my Spotify, I'd click it.
So that's my solution anyway to the lack of quality halfbacks in the rugby league. We might have to wait 20 years or so. But
solution in hand.
What about Daryl Trindle and Martina Navratilova?
Now we're talking.
Fucking hell.
Is Daryl Trindle in prison at the moment?
I believe so, yeah. For assault.
Well, conjugal it is then.
Conjugal.
Domestic. I mean, just if she walks past, she dress her up like... what's her name from Silence of the Lambs? Clarice. And she could go visit him like Hannibal Lecter. And then or Lecter's next to him. He could just throw his jizz at her. He could do the Mighty Migs. Right?
Well, there you go. That's just some examples. All right? There's some great female athletic sports people out there.
I think your best one is Terry Lamb and Serena, because I'm going to tell you why there's no good halfbacks. There's no good halfbacks because rugby league can't be played by small people anymore.
That's true.
No, that's
just they're being kicked out, and in junior level they just get demolished. That's so they lose true. The game.
Mm. You see, amongst all the silliness, so there is just...
Then we need to...
There's a kernel of truth.
We need
There's
to breed
a kernel of truth.
A small halfback with larger women.
That's what I mean. And,
to
and
up the size, yep. but keep the
keep
skill.
Keep the skill.
Yep. Maybe we've got to look at maybe some shot putters or something like yeah. that. Some female shot putters.
I'm going...
too slow. I think you need someone with good...
I'm going like...
Reflexes.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm going Chris O'Sullivan and Liz Cambage.
Who's Liz Cambage?
Yeah, that 7-foot Aussie basketball chick.
Ah, yes.
See?
That's very... That's tall.
I'm that's going... Like a-
Worst game of poker ever.
I'm going Clive Churchill.
Oh, that's going back. I don't know if you can suck that hard.
Don't sell me short, buddy. Clive Churchill with...
Churchill stand.
I'll tell you what will get him. Yeah. Get him up there. Yeah. The Swedish women's volleyball team.
Yeah. We're not going for looks,
what
though, mate. You're
no,
just
no,
always
no.
getting looks involved, aren't you?
Well, I can't help it. I'm the yeah. Johnny Depp of this table.
Yeah. He's shat in the bed. What about Preston Campbell ooh. And one of those Icelandic CrossFit chicks?
Yeah.
That,
yeah that's just...
That would be quite...
Play as a forward as well, yeah, a halfback good. Forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a Thor's daughter. Yeah. Odin's daughter. The last time I Thor.
I only haven't watched. I feel healthier when I watch other people do CrossFit.
Yeah. Especially those other people.
Yeah.
My ball's out.
What?
To the...
I thought that was it.
No, no, that was a flop for lack of quality halfbacks. The midweek playoff. You guys would obviously remember the midweek playoff.
Amco Cup, mate. Amco Cup.
Are you talking like playoffs for the... Fifth place? Or
no,
whatever?
No. Eighth and ninth. So yeah, we might have
well,
a situation
used to be,
this
used to be
year.
For fifth when we were.
Yeah.
So eighth and ninth, there is a high possibility that they're going to finish on the same points. And instead of having points differential decided, which I think is a bit harsh,
yeah,
have a midweek playoff. So
yeah.
eighth and ninth playoff. And then they have to back up into the weekend game as well. They did it back then, and they used to have full-time fucking jobs back then.
Mate, I remember fucking, do you remember the, you would know, the grand final that was a draw?
77,
yep. Who was it? Cronulla Manly?
Yep.
And then they fucking replayed it on the Tuesday.
Played on Saturday.
That's right.
Saturday, that's Arvo, right. Tuesday.
And they played it on the Tuesday.
Why can't we
a grand
have a
final? Not just a game, a fucking grand final.
Why
two grand
can't
finals.
We have that? That is amazing.
Yeah. Like, I remember I was at school and... One our PE teacher was going, look, Scon, he used to play for fucking Souths, and he said, I don't expect anyone to be at home on Tuesday, but I will. And that was, to us, that was gospel. That was like, okay, we're staying home and watch the fucking football.
Yeah.
I think I went to a Magpies Bulldogs playoff for fifth place in 91.
Wow.
Yeah?
Mm.
We played a
We lost. Yeah. I still blame Darren Britt.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
That was the Ewan McGrady era. Mm. Won the Rothmans medal.
Ewan McGrady was good.
For 1 year, yeah. Now, we could get Ewan McGrady.
And Eugenie Bouchard.
Well, that swimming chick that's won 85 medals.
Yeah, yeah.
McEwan.
Yeah. Get her
Put
with.
Put them together, mate.
Get me and her together. If we're doing it,
she's still alive, man. So she's out of your league.
She's very out of my league.
Can I have an honourable mention? I needed to get this off my chest because I was away overseas. My biggest flop. I know you guys talked about him, Brad Fittler. That was just what he did to State of Origin. His selections, airing just quickly. He's an idiot. And if you see me, Brad, don't even bother coming up shaking my hand, mate. I'm
don't
giving you the cold
up.
Shoulder.
Just counting down to the word whiten. I'm just waiting for the word whiten.
What an idiot. He can't have the top job again next year, but cold shoulder.
Suck shit to him. They picked all the Panthers players and they fucking shat the bed.
Trent Barrett, I'd say, would be New South Wales coach.
That'd be good.
Oh, I'd rather him over
Mick Potter.
Fittler.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Anyway, that's our flops and whatnot. Have you got one?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, mate.
Nothing as good as that. I was going to flop Demetrio.
Oh.
going to flop him for... But I'll get to that when we do the game. Yes. I'll get to that when we do the game. Let's have just a little look at me. 25 minutes in. Jimmy the Hand's turned off already. He's gone. He's having a right royal fucking spoofy wank.
Jimmy the Hand and Leo Dinover. There's a halfback.
Yeah.
What was the Newcastle? It was Leo Dinover, wasn't it? Was it Dinover?
What an athlete that would be.
Yeah, hey? He was...
Think about it, Jimmy.
Who else was it? Anyway.
Roosters 20. Look, 3 tries to 2, 18-6 at halftime, blah, 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 blah. This game was nothing to do with the fucking game, was it?
It came down to a couple of little colours on a jersey.
It was completely overshadowed by the lead-up. There's not even a point talking about the actual game because the game was just railroaded by the pre-game, right?
The event. And the little rainbow colours.
As we said, it's come out now that no one communicated shit to these players.
Still, these big... fucking
ogres.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm gonna have a chip.
Big rhinos, right? And they're fucking fearless. Fearless in defense and attack. You chuck a few little colors on your jersey, they can't go near you. So let that be said to every other fucking club out there.
I couldn't believe the whole woke thing has infiltrated rugby league. It was sacred. It was
yeah.
The only thing left in the world.
Listen to last week, okay? We covered that last week.
I know, but, you know.
Extensively.
No, you're right, though. You're right. 100%.
Can I tell you what is happening, though, which is interesting? Desi is going, of all people in the world, is going to be the person to bring the religious people and the gay people together.
Discounting the Catholic Church here?
No. He is single-handedly going to bring those two groups together. No one has ever done that in the history.
The Catholics did it like a double-handed.
Brookvale Jesus. Brookvale Jesus. That's what we're looking
at. Well, this is what I'm saying. Now, I had a look at some documentaries on Jesus, and there's a few, you know,
streamed
discrepancies on
Pornhub
on how Jesus looks. And if you actually have a look at some real ones, and kind of looks a bit like Desi. And
up in Warhope, he looks like Larry Floyd.
Yeah. Well, he is Larry Floyd.
I put Jesus' face through one of those, you know, apps that turn you old. Looks exactly like fucking Desi.
Oh, really?
Spitting image. Now, he is going to bring all the nuts together, and worldwide, people are just going to go, wow, this guy did it.
I'd like someone to bring my nuts together.
Eugenie Bouchard?
Wow!
He should have turned up with the fucking Jesus robe and some fucking colourful wings or something, Desi, to that press conference and just laid it on the line. But,
started whacking off. If you're going to go that way, let's just go all the way. Let's just GG the shit out of it.
What a farce. But anyway, yeah, it ruined the game, unfortunately.
Look, I'm going to say one thing about this game that was up for fucking grabs. It was only 20-10, right, the score? That was there for the taking. You put those seven fucking... I can't do it. I can't. Those seven players on, then it's a different game. And then Manly are talking about finals.
Yep.
Yep.
Jimmy the Hands woke as well, by the way. I didn't know. I come back from holiday and walk to a fucking doormat that's got a rainbow and walk in and he's wearing all this jewelry and shit. And he's fucking gone full woke. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's so coming.
The game was just a non-event. Roosters are in fucking third gear. They're playing against a second-rate Manly team.
Did they lose someone? The Roosters lost someone in the game. Oh, no, JWH, that was who was my flop was going to be on.
Yep.
Him and, well, I'll get to Dimitri later. But JWH grinding his elbow into that fucking poor kid's head. This guy just gets away with murder.
He got away. But, you know, like the commentary said, though, that did happen in the old days. It was good to sort of...
Yeah, but it's not the old days now. But he used to be on the coat hanger someone in the old days, too.
The call old it a days over here, mate.
Yep. He did give him...
Let the record show that... He is looking at his trousers.
Yeah. That's what I call it. Old days.
Old day.
And trousers. We're still the only people who use the word trousers.
Fuck this game and the fucking just ridiculousness of the whole week. Yeah. Ridiculous, man.
Oh, and we got an email from one of our Roosters listeners. So,
oh, did you?
That's a comprehensive summary of our game.
Good on you for listening.
Let's move on to the next one.
I
know. It's shocking that we have a Roosters supporter.
What a tolerant.
Good on him for listening.
The Gavinator.
The Gavinator. Good man. Good man.
Well, we don't know. Gavinator is a man. Might be very offended by what you said.
I can tell you now, Gavinator is a man's man. He is a man, guaranteed. Sounds like it.
And that's the sound of backpedaling.
Problem solved.
Verrills is too pretty for rugby league.
Pretty?
Yeah,
Verrills?
He's a handsome man, and you can be too handsome for rugby league.
Verrills looks like you should be asking if you want fries with that. All right?
Yeah, well, you can't be pretty doing that.
No.
Are we talking about the same guy?
We're talking about the same team. He had a nice haircut. He's, you know.
You do like a good haircut, don't you?
You think that's handsome?
Well, I think so. I think he's pretty.
He looks like...
Turn your computer around.
Mate, come on. You're telling me that's not handsome?
That's not handsome.
Look who you're sitting with.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, mate.
Yardstick.
What about this Radley prick? Won't play Origin.
Good.
Fucking...
Well, he didn't get picked, so he's probably got a bit of a dummy spit happening at the moment, but he'll change his mind next year.
Patos.
Yeah. Speaking of people getting away with stuff, the Melbourne Storm beat the Warriors 24-12. Fucking Nelson.
Yeah.
Nelson.
I struggle with this game.
Dharma.
He does whatever he wants. He's elbowing, grinding people's head into the ground.
Nelson, Asafa, Dharma. Man, 3 weeks in a row.
He did about three things in the first 5 minutes.
Okay, but 3 weeks in a row, he's done fucking dirty shit.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get pulled up and nothing happens to him. Yeah. Who the fuck is he?
He's in the prick of the week team. Jared Wahira Hargraves. Jazz Tavaga. Oh, my God. You're right up there. That's half your
what
pack.
What a team. That's half your pack. Right
there.
Yeah.
I've
all play for New Zealand, don't
I? I've got to get Pangai in there because he's just fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
He gets a run.
What's the forward?
Tino's in there because he held Burton. There we go. I've got a pack.
The forward for Warriors that came from Manly. What's his name? The big guy.
Fanua Blake.
Fanua Blake. He was a grub, but he's very quiet over there now.
He doesn't have to be a grub anymore.
No.
He's got Jazz.
Once you find Jazz, mate, everything changes.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Fuck the Storm, as usual, just doing whatever it takes to bend the rules with this loan system.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And, of course, it's Melbourne that just jump on and try and get fucking 50 players.
You've got your 35 players. You've got to list your 35 players. Players, right? Every team has to do it.
Yep.
And that's it. That's your pool of resources
How many do you need?
Yeah.
And they're getting a whole bunch of guys back this week.
That's your pool of resources from which you get to choose.
You know who they went for? Dewey.
They went for Addo Carr too.
They went for Dewey.
Imagine if they got Dewey now.
Yeah.
That is fucking bullshit, man. Yeah. We've got to start barcoding these players because fucking Melbourne are going to steal all of them. There needs to be a barcode system. I'm sick of it.
Well, let's do that game, yeah.
I thought we were.
Okay.
So Melbourne are screaming out like we don't have players, and they're getting the cheese back this week. They're probably getting Xavier Coates back this week. What do you want?
And they've still got their spine, except for Pappenhausen. They got Meany.
Yeah. Can't go past that.
Meany.
They got the other guy.
Remus Smith gets injured, and they're like, give us Dewey or Josh Addo Carr.
I think
where Belen- I come from, you know what Remus means? Lick our assholes. Because it's collective. To ream me, we just have my asshole licked. To ream us, all of us. And Smith is, means an expert, right, in the field.
Yes.
I'm not, look, I'm not suggesting anything.
Yeah. But it's the title. The you don't need to suggest. Yeah, the title's there.
It's a lot to live up to and a lot to live down all at once, isn't it? Melbourne have lost four in a row. They play, who they play this week? They play the Titans, so they'll win that one.
The Titans.
So they get in a bit of a good, easy run, but they do have a few hard games. But they're going to be in the mix, unfortunately, again. Xavier Coates, when they get him back, they've still got. They've still got.
Because he said it wrong. He said Xavier, and I didn't like it.
Xavier. So, how do you say it?
I say Javier.
Javier. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
Olam was still
who
there.
Who played?
Who?
The Storm. Who did they play?
Storm. No, Warriors.
Warriors.
Well, yeah. Okay. Right. Sorry.
This is our...
Yeah, we're back, baby. We're back.
Andrew John said Asafa Solomona should have got 4 months.
Fucking brilliant.
4 months?
What did he do exactly?
I'll show you. I've got it on my screen right here. So look at it. You've got the Warriors hooker, three men. Brutal, man.
God, Dad, and he got nothing.
Two guys holding him low, and Nelson brings his full weight down on
the
guy's
neck. And he got nothing.
With his forearm.
That's wicked.
I am done. I'm done.
It's good we're live streaming this so the listeners can see what we're talking about.
I think
the refs are scared of him.
That's fucking bullshit, man.
I'm not scared of him. I'll fucking whip a cupcake of shit on his bald head.
Mate, he would squash you between the gooch and his balls, mate. That's what he did. Lift his balls up and just clamp you in.
No. Sit back down, mate. It's not a real thing. Now
I'm getting aroused. Where's Serena Williams?
The cheese got suspended for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And Bellamy didn't let him come and train with the team. He was ostracized. Like Themistocles before.
Wow. Really?
The Battle of Plataea.
That's just crazy.
That's exactly like Themistocles. Exactly.
So you got your cheese and your Themistocles.
Themistocles.
We're both ostracized.
Yeah.
You can't train with us.
He's on the outer for sure then. Or
he's going to Roosters next year.
That's some old school fucking father.
I like it.
So that was a whole mouth and off of the crowd and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's go to your room. You're not coming down. Mm. Go to your room without any dinner.
There's definitely a bit of clash in different characters there, Bellamy and the cheese. And I'm a Bellamy man myself.
Oh, yeah, fucking cheese.
Anyway.
Apparently, Verrills is going to the Titans, by the way.
Yeah, that's here. Where the most good-looking players go.
Is it? Oh, they got Glitch fucking Sexton, don't they? Oh, the unsexiest Sexton. Man on the planet. Both his eyes are on one side of his nose. Fucking Picasso shit going on.
Anyway, that's enough of that game.
All right,
done with you, Storm.
Should we have a little break?
Sure.
Why not? Hang on. I'll tell you why not. Because
matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. The renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades. Since a prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, walked down through the Middle Ages. And then the Renaissance came. The times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same, but there were always renegades like you said.
Sorry, just jump in. You'd have to put in Nelson into the gangster team as one of the thugs, as one of like not the main member. Yeah, I probably
would. That's not my priority.
Oh, yeah.
I got other priorities for Nelson. He's got to breed with a halfback. He just has to. Him and Brett Camorley.
Nah. Bang, bang! Yuck. So much yuck.
Eels, 34. Penrith, 10.
Okay.
Penrith have lost two games this year, both to the Eels. But there were some mitigating circumstances, yeah. Young men. 30-4 at half time. Cleary sent off in the 17th minute. Just wrecked the game, didn't it, Raymond?
Oh, I didn't. Yes, he should have been sent off. I get that, but they need to change it because one day, one of the grand finals or a major game is going to be decided in the first 5-10 minutes when a player gets sent off. And that's the grand final. We get to the grand final, and it was an accident. And I don't think accidents should get punished that bad. There should be some sort of intent to make it a really long punishment or a send off, and it just ruins the game, and it's going to happen in the grand final.
Here's the question, in my opinion.
Yeah, go on.
I sort of agree with you.
Yep.
What had more intent and possibility to cause harm? Cleary's tackle, which I'm not saying was good.
Is that better?
Yes. Or Nelson Asofa, Solomona's debacle?
That was intent.
That was intent. He's trying to
maim
the guy, man.
Still, what Cleary did was obviously...
But Cleary's out for the rest of the season, but Nelson's playing this
technical thing. It was a technical.
It's incomparable.
It's just, well, there's got to be some level of comparison, but doesn't it?
Well, I'm saying what they did, the way the NRL reacted, was incomparable, right?
And you and
people. And I said incomparable before, and I take that back. I'm incomparable.
Wow. It's and then people are going to argue. Well, how do you see intent? It's in the fucking eyes, man.
Oh,
it's in the eyes. You can tell. You can tell by the actions, the stress in the arms. You can just tell that it's intent. And the Cleary tackle was just a complete accident. I know he shouldn't have put his arms between the legs, but that happens quite a bit in tackles.
He got it wrong. Okay,
he got it wrong.
But there's a driving action, and that's the law is.
I know.
Very
I know
clear that. On that.
I know. I would count. I've calmed down since the night it happened.
Lost your shit that night.
And you're right. I did have a bet on it. That's why.
Exactly.
What do you think? You get sent off. One of your subs comes on for the sent off player, and then you're down to. Maybe even two on your bench.
Not even that. Just the sub comes on and player's gone.
Well, you at least lose a bench player, like, so you're down to three or something.
Especially for an accident.
I like where you're going with this. What if you get sent off, you have to have one New South Wales Cup player there, and he just goes on. Just like any position, boom. Mm. And he has to play in that position. You can't reshuffle.
What about we just move?
There's no reshuffle.
We move Ray Stone from stadium to stadium.
Yeah.
And it's always him.
He's always backup player. Yeah.
I'm down with that. And I'm sure he is.
First class jet everywhere he goes.
First class jet. That's any way he travels, Ray Stone.
But yeah, I'm telling you, it might even happen this year because someone's going to get it wrong. And the aggression in grand final, like you saw with Sam Burgess and Graham that time. That could have been fucking something bad as well. Imagine a high shot then that knocks out Sam Burgess' first tackle of grand final. It's over.
Well, they tried it and it didn't work, mate.
Well, that was a head, but it's going to happen.
What's worse?
Yeah.
He's not saying anything.
No, I was just thinking, why do these Manly players... Totally unrelated. I'm just thinking, why do these Manly players play on Sunday if they're so devout?
Yeah.
And why do they have...
just had a halo. Halo just... Whoa,
like, you know me, Sunday, I rest.
Yeah, so do I.
Because I'm drunk and I need to rest.
I rest from my resting.
I still think Panthers are basically light years ahead of the competition. So much so that every kickoff, they should just fucking roll the ball back to the other team. That should be the fucking... And they should do that in grand final. That's how far ahead they are. Just roll the ball back and go, there you go.
We'll defend you. Mate. How long were you in Turkey?
Are they far ahead when Cleary's out to the first semi and Luai's gone as well?
Yes.
Yeah, are they going to get all disjointed and...
Cunty booby, I believe, is the technical
term.
That's
what I was looking for. Thank you.
One player down at Parramatta, Bankwest Stadium, they won the second half. And Parramatta scored in the last fucking 5 minutes.
Do you know what the key word here is? Parramatta.
No, mate, they were up for that game. And Panthers.
Get out of
here. Panthers still held them out.
They can't fucking. They got the consistency of a fucking rice pudding in a sink strainer.
You got one of those?
No. They're good ones at Auburn, though. The guy at Auburn does really good ones.
Yeah.
Turkey shop.
Don't know where that is.
So, Parramatta are coming sixth.
Yeah.
Here's their run home.
To lose,
this inconsistent fucking cluster that is Parramatta.
Yep.
Manly, Souths, Bulldogs, Broncos, Storm.
Every game's a hard game.
But they play good against the good teams, don't they?
Mm. Yeah. We've got their number.
You got their number?
What's their number?
When have you got them? Next week?
69.
2 weeks. Manly, 2 weeks. Souths, Bulldogs, Broncos, Storm. But that's a good run. Like, it's a tough run.
Yeah.
I should do Manly.
And they're without Moses, right? He broke his finger.
Ah, that's
it's
right.
It's hard to navigate your way without Moses.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Now, they're 4 points.
The curtains.
So he gets threatened 1 week, next week, broken finger.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't add up, does it?
Doesn't add up.
Apparently got his broken finger when someone punched him in the nose.
Mm.
Old Kenny Everett joke.
Well, they kicked him in the ass.
Oh, but if like they're 4 points ahead of eighth position, the Roosters and Raiders, and I was hoping the Panthers beat the Eels, and that would have been 2 points behind, and there's still a slight possibility that they might not make the eight with that run. They lose 2-3 games, they might not make the eight.
Yeah,
that's pretty interesting.
That's football, mate.
That's football.
RCG, I thought, fucking had a good game. He really took it to that team, his old team.
Mm. I like him.
Yeah, I like him too.
He's a good player.
He's like player. Freddie Mercury on fucking growth hormone.
Yeah. Mr. Carney, well, Canberra beat Penrith this weekend. Penrith's halves are Sean O'Sullivan and Jamin Salmon.
Oh, Sullivan's good, and I think the systems they have in place, I think they're still Sullivan a number Rushdie. One team, and it's going to be really, really hard. And it's not an easy game, man.
I don't say it's an easy game. You're going to win.
No, no way, man. Sullivan,
no way.
Sullivan is
it's
fucking
in Canberra.
Easy game.
It's 5:30.
They've still got
two.
Their forwards.
All right. -2 down there.
Man, I don't like this talk.
In your gambling, who are you going to bet on?
Oh, I'm not touching this game. No way.
It's not going in your multi?
No. Not touching it.
Have you seen the multi? Yeah, obviously you've seen it. The sports bet ad with the Cleopatra chick.
Oh,
what's everyone think of it?
A million time.
I started
her
off,
or?
Yeah, I started off not liking it. Now I'm quite enamored.
I don't like the way she finishes the ad. It's a bit too bogan.
Oh, what's she fist bump?
Yeah, it's bogan at the end.
I like the eye roll she does at the beginning when the pyramids are falling down. She does this big fucking eye roll. have a look, people. Not that we condone sports bet or gambling or chicks dressed as Cleopatra.
No, we condone that. 100% condone that. Yeah. So, Floyd, no problems for Penrith, of Luai and Cleary?
I am saying fucking big problems.
No way.
Big problems. Have you seen their run?
I think it makes the comp.
Who Panthers?
I'll give you their run. Yeah. Their run is Raiders, Storm, Souths, Warriors, Tractors.
That
doesn't matter.
Other than fucking Warriors, man, that's a very tough
it
run.
It doesn't matter. They've got, they're 6 points ahead. They're going to make the top four. They're going to get Cleary back fresh with Luai.
I think you want them both back a week or two before. You don't
well,
want,
they're going to second chance.
Just come,
but they're going to have to get match fitness semis.
Mate, they that's are it. Light years ahead.
I think it makes the comp way more interesting.
Yeah, fuck
it does.
So it made the game worse, him getting sent off. It made the comp much more interesting all of a sudden.
Okay.
And Melbourne not being up, like it's there for the taking.
It's
this
all
year.
Opening it's up there. For the Sharks, mate. Just opening up for the Sharks. That's
well,
what's
we'll
happening.
Get to them.
Heard
we'll
it
get
here
to
first.
Them.
My Cronulla Sharks Sydney Swans unprecedented double is going to come up.
Oh.
If it does, I'm fucking retired. So enjoy. Titans. Fuck this team.
Yeah.
24. Raiders 36. Raymond Carney. That's three in a row for the Raiders. You know who I like? I like Papali, Papalihi, whatever.
Papalihi.
And I love, who am I going to say?
Tapani. Tapani.
What a player. Now.
He's just turning it on.
I don't sing your praises very often, Ray Carney.
Or at all.
Hit me. Come on.
You said earlier in the year that Tapani is the best forward in the comp. Now, you weren't right. But it wasn't as wrong as I thought you were.
I think he's good. I think he is.
Good.
Well, who's better?
Camo.
No, nah, not this year.
Forward, prop.
Not this
prop.
Year.
Prop.
Prop.
Tom Burgess.
Oh, I can't. I feel sick.
Good.
Jack Everington.
Nelson
Asafa
RCG's better.
No. Not like Tarpany's got fucking attack. He can score a try.
He's a good player, man. He's a good player. And Adam Elliott is...
Oh, I love him. I can't believe we don't...
Let him go, to the Knights.
His girlfriend screwed it up for us. We should have thrown $1 million at the girlfriend to keep her...
He's throwing $1 million at the girlfriend.
Yeah. We've lost him. He is going to be a massive hole in our team.
He is going to be.
He'll leave you gaping.
Oh, will he ever?
In more ways than one.
He's going to Newcastle, Floyd. Could anything go wrong when Adam Elliott hits
such
Newcastle?
A bad decision.
Jesus.
I just hope they turn that around somehow.
The tackling bags now have to have fucking glory holes in them.
Size of buckets. Someone, I don't know if it's a United Nations thing, I don't know if it's World Health Organization, someone's got to step into these Holbrook-Tino press conferences.
Mm.
Like, they're 3 wins out of 19 games.
Mm, you know who they need? Will Smith.
Now, yeah.
Walk up. Boom, boom.
Something. Get just, out of there. It's
professional
gotta,
slapper.
We cannot keep going with this. They're like Al-Qaeda hostage videos, these things. Yeah. They're fucking horrible. Mm. But I can't stop watching them.
Oh, it's the
I don't
best.
Even watch the Titans games. I just turn on the end for the press conference.
I love it.
You got this little fucking guy, Holbrook. I'm like, where do you fit in the rugby league?
Yeah.
He's the clog maker. He's the NRL's official clog maker.
He looks like fucking Pinocchio. And then you got Tino sitting there trying to string 3 words together about why they lost for the 15th time in a row.
Mm.
It's deeply depressing.
They got to get rid of him. Like
here
the coach,
you lose game.
O'Brien and him. Unfortunately, you have a look at the other coaches that have started and they're successful. The Sharks coach and
what about this?
Cowboys.
Yeah, I got an idea too. You go first because I got a real idea.
You got a cracker?
Nah. Let's not talk it up too much.
What about we just get Google AI to fucking coach him.
I said that a few weeks ago, mate.
You weren't here a few weeks ago.
I did, mate.
Lord
Google
of the idiots.
God, I said that. That's old news.
All right. We're going to do that one. You're pulling that card out?
Raymond Carney, in line with your separate the top 8 idea. Now, we got 5 weeks to go.
Yeah.
So now I think this decisions should be made in NRL. So here we go.
Yes.
No one's watching these fucking Titans games, right? So here's what we do. 5 weeks to go. Next week, Titans v. Knights. Who gives a shit? I can hear you thinking, who gives a shit, right?
Yes.
Here's who gives a shit. Adam O'Brien and Justin Holbrook. Whichever team loses, that coach is never allowed near in any capacity, a rugby league team again.
Yep.
That's all or nothing.
Like
you can't even, you can't be an assistant.
That's
you can't
your job
be
is
any,
on the line.
Everything. You can't be a water boy.
On the line.
Who, whichever team
that's
loses,
great.
That coach is gone for life.
Is still allowed to watch rugby league?
At home.
At home.
Yeah. No.
With the curtain
not even
straw.
At home. Not even at home.
Well,
you
at home
can't police that.
With a bad,
yeah, but you could.
A bad buffering KO connection. That's the only way they can watch it.
Yeah. In
so
some hole
home.
Somewhere.
So at home with KO is what you're saying?
Yes.
That's, I like that.
Who's
because,
not watching that?
Oh, man, they both need to go.
And three, and on his way out, the coach, the losing coach, let's say it's Holbrook, he has to nominate 3 players who can no longer play either.
Oh, that's good.
That makes them play.
Yeah.
So even if they hate the coach, they got to play.
They got to play.
Mm.
That is like prime time viewing.
Yeah.
One
like
step
it.
Away from prison football.
I like it. I'm not gonna lie. I like the idea.
Joel Kane, the sports bet guy, spoke. He pretty much my idea of the draw.
Oh,
he mentioned
right,
it on his podcast.
Hello,
like,
Joel. He's a
3 weeks
actually,
ago.
He's a big listener.
He must be listening.
I know he's a listener. I actually
he must
know
be listening.
As a.
Anyway, I have to copyright that shit.
Mm.
Can I make money with that idea? Or
we have worked
you,
out.
Jay, you know now that all the money-making gods
out.
Have forsaken you?
There's nothing you can do to make money.
You're gone, mate. It's
you
not
haven't
blood.
Realized that by this point.
It's in your blood.
And
fuck.
If you look across the table, there's your fucking booper ad. That's you in 20 years. You're looking at it right
you're
there.
Lucky, okay.
That's best case scenario right there.
Thank you.
Best case scenario.
Thank you.
I gotcha. I gotcha. How about those Sharkies? They beat South's absolute fucking wonder team, this Sharks team.
Oh, come
They're
on.
They're so
mate.
Good. They put South to the sword. Right in there.
Yeah.
No, they won by 1 point.
That's not what happened.
And they dropped a lot of ball.
Yes.
They dropped a lot of ball. They were a bit off. South's were a bit off as well.
We fucked up.
Third place, these Sharks, 2 behind the tractors.
Jed Cartwright goes off.
Jed?
Jed.
He looks like fucking Nudge from Hey Dad.
That's
fucking Don't you reckon?
After he got filled up by the dad.
Yeah. He looks like Nudge.
Nudge.
Yeah.
Fucking Nudge.
What's that, he goes off, right, hamstring, and they fucking move the best player in the game from his favourite position Matt to Burton. Play in the centres.
Yeah.
And then they bring Cody Nikorima on, and then they move him to the centres.
Luttrell.
And then they don't fucking give him the ball.
Well, that would be probably your halves.
Cam Munster's
this
brief.
Is what happens.
Cam Munster's brief is run hard, cunt. All right? That's what they tell him when he goes out, and he does it. Why not stick him there?
Then Cam Murray.
What did I say?
Munster.
Oh, fuck Munster. Fuck that guy. Sorry, I'm so angry. Cam Murray's brief is run hard, cunt, right? Stick him in the centres where he played before. He'll score us a couple of tries, but that's beside the point. And then stick fucking Havili or someone in lock. Let him just tackle all day and keep Luttrell where he is. Having said that, Luttrell missed three fieldies, one from in front, 30
sounds like,
out.
Sounds like segregation, mate.
You see what happens when
aggregation.
The back line is tampered with. You lose a couple in the back. The Raiders have been dealing with it the whole year. Raiders, we've got a whole new back line of all debutants and whatnot. So we should praise Ricky Stewart where the Raiders are. And I'm not happy that we glossed through the Raiders game very quickly.
Has anyone noticed that Tomoko guy plays? He's good.
He's good. Slippery. He's slippery.
He's the new Matt Wood.
Matt Wood. Fuck.
That's what he is.
Jesus.
So, what'd you think of the Sharks, Floyd?
They were good. I thought they were good. I didn't think they were great. I think
they're surprising, though.
They're good.
They're not surprising at all. I told you.
The centres are
top
good.
Top four.
Still not.
The centres are good. Why? And Nico Hines.
When will you listen to me? I told you.
Hey, I'm listening. You asked me a question.
This guy agitates
me. I'm listening, and I feel like they've had a bit of an easy run with the draw.
They have an easy run in a whole year.
Well, man, having said what happened to us, right, we took them into fucking Golden Point when we played all out of whack, so I don't rate them.
They kept you guys in, like, they were dropping the ball and getting you guys right back in the game, though.
They were dropping the ball because we were pressuring them with line speed.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Cody Walker. I am done with him, mate. I'm sorry. And
fucking join the club.
He brushed McGuinness' handshake at the end of the game.
Oh, did he?
Did you see that? McGuinness went to shake his hand and he just brushed him.
No, I didn't see that.
Don't forget about this fucking diversity bullshit. Common decency, mate. Can we have a common decency
You're
fucking
giving
jersey?
Us a common decency lesson?
Common decency round.
Yeah. What's the jersey?
I don't mind that, actually. I think that's
a lot of thank yous and
you score a try, just shake hands.
Yeah, no, after me, please, after you.
But that's after just my and he was angry and just fucking all that shit again. Well, I don't know what his problem was. And have you noticed that all I think there's been a defensive change in teams and they've worked out how to defend centres because Talakai, Stagg. A few other centres were killing at the start of the season. Now, they're just so quiet. So there must have been a change in
defensive.
Yeah, there was
a change. They weren't marked by fucking Morgan Harper every week. That was a change.
That's true.
Fucking bozo cunt. Will Kennedy, who's a good fullback, he's out until the final.
Yeah, he's out for 5 weeks.
So
right?
They are debuting.
Oh, debutant.
Dykes.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
Son of Adam Dykes, remember him?
Yeah, huh? I do.
Adam Dykes. Yeah. And he comes. See how he goes.
Son of a couple of Dykes.
Mm.
He'd be good at what is it? Rainbow round? What are they called?
Inclusivity.
Right up
inclusivity.
There.
I know
right
that sticks in your craw. You can't say it, can you? look, so can you go through both our runs into the end of the.
Whose runs?
South and
2 points away, by the way. Well,
thanks for the heads up.
Raiders and Roosters 2 points away from South. Just letting you know.
Yeah.
All right. So Souths this week have the Warriors.
I'll tell you.
That's a win.
Warriors, Para, Penrith, Cowboys, Roosters.
Easy.
Because I got no Wi-Fi here at all.
Yeah.
Easy. I just got a picture of Sam Barrels. That's all I got.
That's going to be interesting, man.
Yeah. Look, if we can fucking.
They got Saints this week, and they'll pound them.
Yeah, but that'll be actually, Saints will be up for it. That's the local derby.
Out.
It's a derby.
It's hard to tell when Saints are up for it to me. They're so...
They're not up to it. The Sharks are going to smash them.
All right, let's move along.
What about Tom Burgess getting sent off, by the way?
Tom Burgess getting sent off is a fucking joke.
Yeah, but...
What about Tom Burgess' break?
2 minutes before that, you would have been fucking cheering.
Cheering?
Yeah. I saw this guy before the game, South game, and he was, again, he had his little T-Rex arms moving around, and all happening. He was like a Year 10 girl organising the formal. That's what he was like. He was so happy.
Why all your anecdotes go back to school in Year 10? What happened to you?
He was so happy. He was so excited.
Absolute
apex. What happened to you in Year 10?
It was his apex. Then he came down the other side of the mountain.
He was so happy. He was just like so confident as well.
We fucking had it.
Confident.
That, we lost that. No, they didn't win it. We lost it.
I think they won it, but they could have lost it.
Now you're playing the Warriors on the Sunshine Coast. Floyd, Sunshine Coast. What do you think about that?
Spewing, because it's one of our,
So both Souths and the Bulldogs home games this week.
Yeah, where are you playing? You're playing fucking Gimpy.
Bundaberg.
Gimpy.
I will not hear you besmirch Gimpy.
I'm just saying Gimpy.
I don't think South's management respects the fans very much.
They would take away 3 home games.
It's too much.
That new stadium.
Come on, man.
And I pay $450 a year each.
It's not good.
That new stadium looks very space age from outside.
Does it?
Yeah.
You've been hanging out there?
Yeah, I was hanging out there last week.
I haven't been.
Can we do one potty out the front? Yeah. Somewhat impressive from outside.
We actually could.
We need a generator.
No, we don't. Battery.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We can work this out later. Jesus Christ.
We're doing one. We're doing one outside the stadium.
Nico Hines, you lost many people I know much money with that field goal. They're coming for you. Now,
can we put a hat out as well? And maybe we might get some busking action.
Yeah, well, if you put a hat out, then the top of your head's going to get sunburnt.
The back, the solar panel.
Larry Floyd.
Yes.
The Tigers beat the Broncos 32-18.
Yeah, that was great.
Broncos, who's top 4, top 5 team, right?
Mm.
Who you have a big rap on. The previous week, this was in Brisbane. The previous week, the Tigers, to all intents and purposes, beat the Tractors, who were coming second.
I counted as a win.
In Queensland as well.
Yeah.
Except for that fucking ref. So, are the Tigers the form team in the comp? That is my question.
No, I think Bulldogs are.
We beat the Titans and the Knights.
Oh, actually, yeah. You're right. Yeah, maybe they are.
What is happening?
Yeah, Dewey's back.
Jesus. All it takes is to be off just a little bit. There's no easy game in rugby league, and if you're off just a little bit... if you're off just a little bit, you will lose.
So we're doing this game then?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, Carrigan, what about his fucking tackle?
Yeah.
Jesus, that hip drop, man. It broke Hastings' leg.
It's not good.
You can't break people's legs.
Now, was that intentional or not? I think it was intentional.
I don't.
You don't?
No. I think he intended.
If he's dropping, he knows what he's doing. He didn't intend
to. He's trying to pull him to the ground. But it's a wrestling move, an old wrestling move.
I need to see his eyes. Yeah. And I'll let you know.
Well, the eyes.
You would be a great judiciary chairman. Everyone's looking at the event, and you're just watching eyes, man.
That's, mate, tells you everything.
The eyes are the groin of the head. They tell you everything. The
groin of the head. It was a good win, Tigers.
Dewey.
Oh, that's a...
Yeah. It was a sudden drop. That's it's not good.
It's an old Greco-Roman move.
Yeah, it's one they learned.
It's called come to daddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could... punish him for that.
No.
And he's going to get like fucking 7 weeks.
You reckon?
They sent it straight to the fucking judiciary.
Gould, I'm sticking up for Phil Gould. He's come out with some balls and said the length of these suspensions are way too long, and they are. They're just too long, mate. That's 1 week, 2 week max. That's it.
Is there a system? Get on with
it. If they lose Carrigan, that's it.
Can't we?
Second best forward.
Mate, they're gonna lose him. Can we barcode the players and it's got all the indiscretions on the barcode and then the fucking touchy, when as soon as they get fucking referred, the touchy runs out with a scanner, goes bloop, and then up on the screen it comes 4 weeks, that's it. He's gone. 4 weeks.
Only on-field indiscretions?
Yes.
Because Matt Lodge,
you can't keep up with him. You need a fucking satellite following him around.
So you make the decision while the game's going.
While the game's going, the ref calls for the touchy. He goes, bring the pricing gun. The touchy runs out. He goes, bloop, on his fucking thing. It comes up, adds up all these indiscretions, goes, bang, 6 weeks.
So I'm watching this tackle over and over again.
It might get more exciting, right?
Floyd, what's wrong with this tackle? Like, honestly, I'm watching it.
So he's dropped his full body weight onto the back of his legs, okay? And that's forced him to go back.
On the back of his legs.
Yeah. Let's force him to go over backwards.
Do you think he meant that?
No, there's no intention. Well, I take it back. There is no intention. It's actually, in that at all.
Well, there's a name for the tackle. It's called a hip drop, as it brought in by the Storm, of course.
And jiu-jitsu, yeah.
Because the players on top are twisting him, which it's obviously accident. Is the deal, right?
It's come it's to daddy.
It's hard to say that was intentional.
Yeah, it's so not it's intentional, so we know.
Thing, or you think it's intentional?
Little from column A, little from column B.
It's fair technique enough. To get him down, but that technique was ruined with the two players pushing back and down. So it wasn't intentional.
You still can't do a hip drop by yourself.
So yeah, because fair enough, you're on the back of the legs and he's... You know,
you're bringing him back over his ankle, right?
We're going to get to the grand final and players are going to be too worried about it and they're just going to be like
about
grabbing.
The grand final?
You wait till your grand final day is ruined.
By his last grand final.
My grand final day was ruined. By fucking Cody Walker.
You fucked it right up. Like you really did.
All right, sir.
Yeah, fair enough. He fucked it. So the Broncos have got the Roosters on Thursday.
Big game, huge.
Yeah, it'll be
Roosters will do Broncos, I think.
Nah, I'll go
Broncos. They're on a bit of a... Anyway.
Adam Reynolds has got their measure.
Big favourites, the Roosters.
Are they?
Yeah.
Big. Oh, because Carrigan's going to be out.
Mm-hmm. I think there could be a little bit of a drop from the Broncos because they've been playing high intensity, very physical game for a few weeks. So I think there's going to be a bit of a drop.
Okay,
I think Roosters will put a score on them.
Roosters will take them.
Okay,
take them and take Sports them bet. Hard.
Your pyramid fell down.
Oh, by the way, if you look, the Titans will beat Melbourne this week. You heard it here first, Pete.
Fucking hell.
Titans
will
beat...
Let's put a hundo on it.
They'll beat Melbourne.
Let's put a hundo on that.
Titans will beat Melbourne.
What's that, 7-1 or something?
That'd be huge.
I think it's at Melbourne as well. Jesus, mate.
That's insane. You pack your clocks, mate. Down. Here you are going.
Melbourne paying $1.15. Titans paying $5.50.
Yeah,
that's $550 right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you numbers 1 to 5 in the Melbourne team. Tyron Wishart.
Oof.
David Nofaluma. Marion Sevi. Oof. Grant Anderson. Dean Irimia.
Yeah, I think you could be onto something there.
On the other hand, the Titans.
Such luminaries as...
Jojo Fifita. Jojo Fifita.
Oh, shit.
He's the best new name. Now... I'm sure we've all met these guys. You know when you're playing, not just rugby league, any sport, and there's that guy who just, he's not, but he honestly thinks he's the best player.
Mm.
And you need self-belief to succeed in sports, right? But you know those guys who, they just think they're the best player.
Jojo Fifita?
No, you know who he is. And he is a good player. He is a good player, this guy, but he thinks he's the best player in the NRL. AJ Brimson.
Oh, yeah.
His confidence is coming out of his ring. You can see it.
Through the roof.
Yep.
This guy just, he thinks he's the absolute shit.
Yep. He lives, breathes, eats.
Dufty was AJ. Like that too.
Oh,
Dufty looked at everyone and thought he was the best player on the field.
Little did he know.
He must be such a prick.
Oh, mate, he must be. Potter came in and just went, go.
Yeah.
That's why he's popular, because he just went, leave.
Good honourable mention to the original Fifita. He had a good game against South as well.
Yeah, it paid off for them.
There's a lot of Fifitas now, isn't there?
1.2 million a year, didn't
it? This Jojo Fifita, mate. Put him in. Titans win anytime try scorer. Jojo Fifita.
Jojo Fifita. Now, has anyone seen this ref?
That's funny.
Yes.
Peter Goff.
Oh, yeah.
He's undercover.
Look
for sure.
Look him up, people. Peter Goff. What am I looking at here?
He's a mash of all players and
There's
refs.
There's a bit of Barry Gomesall in there, Floyd.
Yeah.
No,
a bit of Barry Gomesall.
Yeah, he looks exactly like the, what do they call him?
The Grasshopper.
The Grasshopper. I was going to say the Seagull.
He's just, do we need profiles of refs on the NRL?
I've read through all of them.
Tony King, is that his name? The redheaded guy, the ginger guy?
Wayne King.
I don't like, let me tell you, grand final one day. He's going to fuck it up
God.
For you.
This is grand final one more time.
Watermelon.
No, I don't like that. He seems a little bit too sort of like fiery and he's just going to snap and do
racist.
Stupid things.
Racist.
That's not rolling, 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 rolling.
the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good beetles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving. Keep them doggies moving, rawhide.
So I know we're meant to be doing a game, but
keep them doggies moving.
I've got more pressing matters. I'm looking at all the pictures of the refs. Do they have Mad Monday?
I think they do.
Oh, that's good. They should.
Do the refs have it's actually called Mad Monday?
Mild Monday.
Mild Monday,
and if they do, who's like the live
Moderate
wire?
Monday.
Like, is it Ashley Klein going off? Who's the live wire in the group?
I can tell you because I know some females in the service industry, and they have Moderate Monday up at the Vienna Tea House, and they have high tea.
Nice.
And Ashley Klein is, you're right, he's the one that goes off if if there's something, if the sandwiches aren't cut right, or, you know, they don't get the right caviar spoon.
They correct everything, don't they?
Yeah.
They would correct fucking too much ice in my drink. Think
Moderate Monday.
Hiring would high be wild. Tea. I think the night's ending with Ashley Klein with blowing his whistle through his ass, something like that. They get wild. The refs get wild. Come on. They're like a fucking secret cult society. The Suttons.
So many Suttons at the party. Yeah. Like there'd have to be a Sutton quota.
Illuminati type.
Well, it's
fucking,
one.
Yeah. Did the touchies get to come or just the refs?
Yeah, they watch from the side.
They serve the food.
They
stand around the perimeter.
Yeah,
they just yell shit into their flags,
and they just hold their flags up around the urinal if someone has a direct hit.
We don't. There is no sort of celebration of the referee, and I bet you there will be a referee round one day. Like there's no talk of the refs. All we do is bash them, and it's going to get to the point where
referee round.
Yeah, I bet you it'll happen. Shit. I bet you it will happen.
There'll be something.
$300,000
Yeah.
You could be a ref, can't you?
I'd love to be a ref.
You got the
fucking.
You got the whistle technique.
I would be a great ref.
Are you reasonable? Are you match fit?
Come on.
Maybe they get you like a little Pope mobile that you could go around.
Let me tell you, the whistle will be put away, mate. Because when the whistle's put away, the game is at its best.
When the whistle blows.
Would you repack scrums?
No, there's no need for that. As long as it's sort of semi put together.
Bunny scrum. That's all you need. Bunny scrum.
I think he'd repack scrums.
Nah.
He looks like that kind of guy to me.
Looks like
a scrum repacker.
Looks like a fudge packer.
I'd be a bit of a cunt to the players, but.
Are there two more games?
Yeah, the Dogs beat the Knights 24-10. Now, the Dogs were good. But they were offloading like fucking 13 Arthur Beetsons out there because the Knights couldn't put anyone on the ground. Now, Floyd,
they're off the leash.
I'll address this to you because Ray Carney didn't bother his ass turning up last week. Do you remember?
I was waiting for you guys.
Keep waiting. The quote from Adam O'Brien, where with 10 minutes to go, the previous game, when they were down by 42,
he said
we let the shackles off with 10 to go. Well, interestingly, we said maybe let them off a bit earlier, and the Knights started playing at the 60-minute mark.
Yeah.
Up until then, they did nothing.
So, 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah. So, next week, shackles look coming out. Off. Half look hour. Out. Look out, Tigers.
Look out.
They're coming for you.
What happened with Clever? They haven't released him, have they?
They're not going to. Absolutely just clogging the works up there.
He's like a big fucking turd in the S-band.
Yeah, he's laborious, man.
Get the coat hanger on him.
Absolutely fucking laborious. And, you know, like, fucking the Knights knocked the ball on 1 metre out, play on. Josh Adokar's through the line for a runaway try, bring it back to give the Bulldogs a penalty. They got all the breaks in this game tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Adam O'Brien, you are...
He's got to go.
Beyond useless. He's given up.
He's got to go.
Well, what
I'm
about
sorry.
His press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he said, I've won 3 grand finals. Come on.
Terrible.
That's your fucking 10-year-old boy, right? There you are. There's your year 10 shit. I gave you a fucking... I opened it up for you. You didn't take it.
He's got to go.
Remember when you were in year 10?
Not really. Vague memories.
Yeah. Good. It was in Roman numerals.
Better that way, mate.
Year X.
So, dogs are doing well. They played the track this week in Bundaberg. I'd be somewhat interested to see how they go against a good team.
Mm. Now,
that'll be good, actually. There's your test for Burton, for your love, for your great... creamy, spoony love.
My love is unconditional.
Really? If he fucks up completely.
Oh, this will change,
How's
mate.
How's he going to fuck up?
He's
next
surrounded
year,
by a useless team. Well,
next
he's
year,
fine.
Playing Betting game scandal. To make the eight, he throws three intercept passes.
Next year, we're playing 5-8 for New South Wales.
Oh.
Betting scandal.
Why wouldn't you play Luai
that's
again?
Love. That's love.
You're playing Luai again.
That is love.
You're playing Luai again.
Nah, you're not playing Luai again.
Who are you picking, Luai or Burton in any team?
I suppose you go Burton and White in
There's
centers.
50 things that Burton can do that Luai can't.
Mm. Burton, White and who?
Wyden in the centers.
Burton and White in the centers?
No, Burton 5-8, Wyden in centers or vice versa.
So if Tom Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell are fit, you're
not fit. What do you think? Latrell's going to go. He's gone, mate. After the three misses, he's fucking still drinking somewhere.
He's on an alcohol ban, mate.
Yeah, not after those three misses,
Latrell next May and June, he'll be at the Manchester United Academy doing fitness work, getting ready for his four games at the end of the year. The Tractors beat the Saints 34-8.
Sorry, before we go on, can we just once again congratulate the Knights fans? Because they fucking come out. No matter what, it was a packed house.
There's nothing to do up there.
Despite the fact they played so better by Screaming Jets at the start of every game.
That song and fucking Run to Paradise are going to haunt me.
They need to send...
It's going to be playing in the elevator down to hell.
Yeah.
They need to send those fans like an NRL pack. Send them out a pack or something. Well, what would you put in an NRL pack?
A mouth guard.
Yeah.
One sock.
One sock, I was thinking that.
Whistle.
Whistle.
Electric tape.
Plastic whistle. Electric
one of those things that you can park your ass on at the game to feel comfortable. Pillows.
What do you mean?
A piece of the corner post.
Yeah, little pillows little pillows you can sit on.
I don't know
comfort
one.
For comfort. You've got a fucking prodigious ass. You don't need pillows.
You've been fucking... You're about to sit on a donut, mate, so...
either way.
Nothing for the corner post? Piece of cardboard corner post.
You can't just hand them out. You've got to work for that.
You do have to. That's true. You do have to work for that.
Hey, you had to work for it.
Jeez. The hard part was if you got it, getting back off alive.
The thing is, fucking 10 cunts would have their hands on it. Everyone pull in different directions. So that little piece you got was what you played with.
I went low. I always went low. That's my rule for life. Go low.
Aim low and never be disappointed.
Nah, everything's fucking gravy after that. Anyway. Tractors beat the Saints 34-8. I found this game very hard to focus on.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because Cogra is fucked.
Yeah.
Mm. What it's a shit. Shit
I like the Wollongong Stadium. You can see the ocean. That's
get some beautiful. Drone shots.
I get lost in the fucking waves.
Now, that's interesting because I was thinking, you know how like when they play at Wollongong they have the drone shots and they've got the setting sun? Mm. I think when they play at suburban grounds like Campbelltown and Cogra, the drone should just be trawling that suburb looking for acts of criminal acts. Yeah.
Just follow the fucking cops.
Yeah.
So in between little lulls in play, you just see someone's handbag getting stolen.
It's like cops. In rugby league.
Cop drone. give it up, cop drone.
Just blokes outside just vaping and smoking durries. Yeah.
Drug deals happening.
Drone down onto them for a minute. And back into the game. Yeah.
I watched
this. Sisyphus.
What's going on around the ground? Just the drone goes around at high speed. And you just get these little images. Yeah.
Instead
vaping,
of kiss cam, crime cam.
A couple of people shagging in the bushes, etc.
Someone getting shanked.
I watched a game at Cogra with Car Park Cunners a few years ago. And it literally, the lights went out. Do you remember that game where the lights weren't working?
Yeah. Better. No one can see the shit.
Oh, it's crazy. But yeah,
they didn't pay the bill. That's what it came down to.
I hate that ground.
That's shit ground.
I don't fucking stand it.
Shit ground, shit area.
Tips. Yeah. We're doing tips. Unannounced tips. You ready?
Okay, let's go.
Roosters, Broncos.
Roosters.
I'll go on Roosters too
already.
After we discuss
Triple
that.
Roosters. Storm, Titans.
Oh, you got to go. I know you said Titans.
You got to go Storm.
Anytime JoJo Fifita, but...
Yeah.
You've got to go Storm at Storm for such an important game.
I'm going the Titans if they get 6.5.
Yep, yeah, okay. They're going to get more than that.
Manly, Para. Here we go again.
Parramatta. Manly's, I think Manly's.
I'm going Manly.
Manly favourites, you know.
Yeah, I'm going Manly.
It's at 4 points.
All their players are back in, obviously.
4 points. Say what? Properly. It's 4 points. It's points, not
why
points.
Why is the stadium names changing every
Mick
fucking
Ennis
year?
Because
I know why.
Rhetorical?
Rabbits, Warriors.
Rabbits.
Warriors for sure.
Raiders.
Idiot.
Penrith.
Although I want the Raiders to win.
I like the Raiders here.
It's just too close to the heels on my game, that one.
No comment.
I like the Raiders here.
Yeah, Raiders.
No comment.
Come on, you Raiders. Sharks, Dragons.
He has to say something. He has to tip. Why are you making no comment?
Yeah, I'll say Raiders, but...
Okay, thank you.
Sharks, Dragons.
Sharks.
Sharks.
Dogs, Tractors. In Bundaberg.
Dogs.
Tractors.
I'm going Dogs.
And the...
How do you keep winning at betting?
Dogs. Dogs the way to go for that one.
How's this for a 4 o'clock... Sunday prime time game.
What is it? 4 o'clock game, is it?
Tigers Knights.
Oh my God.
That is prime time.
What are they?
Can they do something with this game, please? Can they try some new rules?
I told you what to do. The coach thing.
We had a lot of good ideas.
Get Madge back for one game. You can have your job back if you want.
How about Madge's ref? That just blew your mind. Madge's ref. Yeah. Wow. Madge refs the game. And the loser. Guess him as coach for the following year.
Or Nathan Brown.
Nathan Brown. Oh, Nathan Brown's Jesus. Touchy.
Trent Barrett's out.
Nathan Brown's in the bunker. And Tuvi's going to be doing something too.
Trent Barrett's physio.
I sat next to Tuvi on the bus before I left for overseas.
Yeah, you know what that tells me?
Is he on your lap?
He's in Alco.
You know, both of you got no points on your license.
Chat to him?
No, I didn't. I thought I'd leave him.
What an opportunity.
Oh, not in the bus. Maybe outside, but not in the bus. Come on.
You
can't escape.
Just give
a toast. I saw Matty Johns on the weekend in the car. I wound down the window. I said, "You bloody." And then he thought I was going to have a go at him. I said, "Champion." And he said, "Yeah, I agree." And had a good giggle. He's a good guy.
Why do you fucking live in Hollywood? Well, you've seen all these celebrities.
If I see Freddie, though.
Only short ones. He's only seen short celebrities.
Don't come near me, Freddie.
You going to midget clubs?
Are there such things? I don't think you can say midget anymore.
I forgot.
I forgot to mention.
I'm sorry, we're cancelling you.
What do you say?
You can't say, midget's offensive.
You just said it. What do you say though?
I'm saying it.
What do you say? What's the alternative term?
I think it's Snow White a lot.